Ja, Hilchus Melachim. Shkeach. Sefer Shiftim. So the Rambam, fine, forget about it. It's fine. Everyone knows the Hilchos Melachim. So everyone could sit down. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says about Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come, bring back Malchus Beis David, build a Beis Hamikdash, gather all the Yidden, and all the mitzvahs will come back. And then the Rambam says, whoever doesn't believe in Mashiach, who doesn't wait for Mashiach, not only is he kafir in the Nevi'im, but he's kafir in Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam goes on to bring three proofs from the Torah about Mashiach. The first proof that Rambam brings is from Pasuk Nitzavim. It says, "V'shov Hashem alikecho shvuscho," that Hashem will return all the Yidden that are in captivity. If there's going to be a Yid found in the end of the world, Hashem will gather them together. There's going to be kibbutz Golias. It's a pasuk in Pasuk Nitzavim in the end of Chumash Dvarim. That's one proof of the Rambam. Then the Rambam continues and says, after Parshas Bilam Nemar. Then the Rambam continues and says that the second proof is from Parshas Bilam. And the Rambam says over there in Parshas Bilam, this speaks about two Mashiachs, Mashiach Horishin and Mashiach Achrin. In Bilam, Bilam says Nevuah about David HaMelech and about Mashiach. That's the second proof that Rambam brings. And then the Rambam brings a third proof. But what's very interesting is that in the second proof itself, the Rambam goes into many, many details. And explaining all the psukim, how it's referring to David HaMelech and how it's referring to Mashiach. And then the Rambam brings the third proof. So when we analyze the Rambam, there's a lot of questions that come up on the Rambam. First of all, why does the Rambam have to bring so many proofs? It's enough for the Rambam to bring one proof. Because the Rambam says that in the Nevi'im, if you open up any Nevi'im, you'll see the concept of Mashiach in all the Nevi'im. The Rambam wants to bring out that it's found even in Torah, it's Mefurish in Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. So whoever is Kafir in Mashiach is Kafir in Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. So bring one proof. Why does the Rambam have to bring three proofs? And more than that, the first proof that Rambam brings is from Parshas Nitzavim. The second proof he brings is from Parshas Bolok. What comes first?
Bolok,
then comes Nitzavim. So why does Rambam first bring Nitzavim and then Bolok? So the Rebbe explains, a simple answer to this is that, as usual, there's a mila in each proof. The first proof has one mila, that Mashiach is clear in the first proof. It says, V'shov Hashem alikecho shvuscho, it's clear that Hashem is going to gather all the Yidden together. This is a clear proof for Mashiach. And that's why, even though it's in Parshas Nitzavim, the Rambam brings it as his first proof, because the Rambam wants to bring out that the concept of Mashiach is Mefurish in Torah. And where is it? Mefurish Mamish is in Parshas Nitzavim. That's the clearest proof. However, in this proof, you don't have the details. So the Rambam brings a second proof to fill in the details, even though it's not as clear, but to fill in the details. And that's why it's interesting, after the first proof, the Rambam says, and these things that are clear in the Torah, contain in it all the things in the Nevi'im are going to speak about. The Rambam says that after the first proof. Chayyid, the Rambam should have waited till all the proofs, and then said, they're kail all the words in the Nevi'im. Because the Rambam wants to say, where is it? Mamish Mefurish is Mamish in the first proof. That's Mamish Mefurish, that's in Vishav Hashem Otech Hashus. However, the Rambam still wants to bring proofs from the Torah for the details of Mashiach. Therefore, he comes and says, we find in Parshas Bilam, which over there, Bilam speaks it's nevuah, it's not so clear. He says words, which we have to understand what they mean. But over there we have clear proof, we have proof for all the details of Mashiach. The first thing we need proof for is that Bechlal, Mashiach is not just V'shav Hashem Alekechesh, it's not just the Eibishter doing it, but it's actually going to be through Mashiach himself. That's not brought on the first proof, that's going to be through a Boser V'dam. It says V'shav Hashem Alekechesh V'scha. Where is there proof that this is a Melech HaMashiach? So that, the Rambam says, we have Dafkin the second proof. And then the Rambam goes into detail, and the second proof, V'shav Nivah V'shnei HaMashiachim, there's proof for David HaMelech and for Melech HaMashiach. And the Rambam explains four stages in the Pesukim, how the first half is David HaMelech, the second half is Mashiach. At Enu V'lo Yato, I see it, but it's not now, is the David. Ashirenu V'lo Korev is Mashiach. Then he continues, Dorach Keichav Miyakev, V'kom Shevet Miyisrael. There'll be a star coming up from Yaakov, there'll be a ruler coming up from the Eden. That's the Rambam explains, the first half is David, the second half is Mashiach. And then the Tosa continues, that he's going to wipe out the Goyim, Umochatz Pasi Meyav, the elders of Meyav, the Karka Kovane Sheis, who rule over the entire world, that which is going on Mashiach. And then the Rambam continues, the last one, that Mashiach will Yashin the Goyim, he will be Yerush the Goyim. So the question is, why is the Rambam explaining the Psukim, all the details of the Psukim? So the Rebbe explains that it will be here that Rambam wants to tell us proof for the details of Mashiach. Number one, that it's going to be a Melech HaMashiach. And number two, for all the stages of Mashiach. When we look in the Rambam tells us what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. In the end of Perek Yudalef, the Rambam says, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes in detail? In Yamid Melech mi Beis David, the Rambam says, if a king will get up from Beis David, so the first thing is about Mashiach himself. That Mashiach has to be someone who's harvesting in Torah and Oisek ben Mitzvahs like David HaMelech. So the Rambam tells us Mashiach is a person who for himself works on himself. He's Hoyge ben Torah, Oisek ben Mitzvahs, he harvests in Mitzvahs and harvests in Torah like David HaMelech. Kedavid Aviv. Then what does he do for the Yidin? He's Kaif of the Yidin. He's Yaakov Kol Yisrael. He gets all the Yidin to keep Torah Mitzvahs. And then the Goyim are disturbing the Yidin from doing Torah Mitzvahs. He fights the wars of Hashem that the Goyim shouldn't disturb the Yidin from doing Torah Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam says, if Mashiach is successful in all these things, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash and gather all the Yidin, and then eventually he'll get all the Goyim to serve Hashem. Lo'av d'ishchemecha to v'yisakens kol o'ilam kulei lavid et Hashem, like it says, they'll all serve Hashem together. And the Rambam is bringing proofs for all these stages in these Pesukim. Because the first thing it says, the first thing in the Pesukim is, it says, that I see him. I see David HaMelech, and I see Mashiach. Meaning Mashiach is someone similar to David. Who is he? He is, I see David and I see Mashiach. That means Mashiach, at end of Liyata, Hashem of Likorev, he is similar to David. Just like David is someone that heard of it in Torah and heard of it in serving Hashem and mitzvahs, that's what Mashiach is. That's who he is. Then it says, V'kom shevet mi Yisrael, will get up a ruler for the Yidin. Here we're already speaking how he's affecting the Yidin. David HaMelech affected the Yidin. Mashiach will affect the Yidin. V'yokov kol Yisrael. V'kom shevet mi Yisrael is a proof that he's going to be a shevet, a ruler, that will get all the Yidin to do Torah mitzvahs. The difference is, by David HaMelech, we use the name Yaakov, Dorach Keichav mi Yaakov, because then it's only the first stage, it's only the beginning. Mashiach was going to complete it. Over there, the Yidin are on a higher level, they're called Yisrael. That's why by David it says Dorach Keichav mi Yaakov, by Mashiach it says Kom Shev mi Yisrael. Then it says David HaMelech fought the Plishtim. He fought the Goyim from disturbing the Yidin. Mashiach will be Karka Kol Bnei Sheis, will be a ruler over all the Goyim. He won't allow the Goyim to disturb the Yidin. But that's all Iskafia. That's fighting the Goyim. That's controlling them. The Karka Kol Bnei Sheis. But eventually, the ultimate is V'yisakin Esayilam Kulei Lavid Es Hashem, to get the Goyim also on board, that they should also by themselves want to serve Hashem. That's the. That the Rebbe doesn't bring that in the Pnim, the Rebbe doesn't go into it. In the Ha'aretz, the Rebbe goes into it. That's the Ein of Yireisha or Yerusha, that Mashiach will be who Yashin the Goyim. Who Yashin means they'll become part of him. Will become his. He's not controlling them, something else that wants to do something else, but it becomes part of his thing.
And just like he wants to serve the Eibishter,
they'll also serve the Eibishter. So it's made that the Rambam in this second proof, the reason why the Rambam has to bring the second proof is, the first proof is telling us that there's a concept of Mashiach. What is that? That all the Eden will be gathered together, we won't be under the Goyim, we'll all be gathered together. That's Mefurish in Teira. But then the Rambam wants to show us how all the details of Mashiach, not only that there's a Melech HaMashiach, but all the stages of Mashiach are found in Parshas Bilam. In general, it is that Mashiach is going to go in the way of David. David was getting the world ready to serve Hashem by himself, getting the Yidden ready, so building the base, getting the Beis HaMikdash ready, making sure the Goyim aren't disturbing the Yidden. And Mashiach is going to go in the same way, and the proofs are that we see in Parshas Bilam how David began, and Mashiach is going to finish what David began, and all the proofs bring out that Mashiach himself is going to be like David. He's going to get the Yidden to serve Hashem, and get the Goyim not to disturb the Yidden until he gets the Goyim to also join in. That's what the Rambam wants to bring in the second proof. All these rites. This is what the Rebbe learned. This is the pshat the Rebbe learns in Chelik Yud Ches, is a Parshas Bilam.
It's not a sikh about
Shleimus
Atayu. No, Tod Raya.
The third raya is already the ikir in chelik lamed dalet. In Toshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe gave a new biur in why the Rambam gives these two rayas for Mashiach, a new biur, a tifra, a remez, a derech, and why the Rambam switches the order: first Parshas Nitzavim, then Parshas Balak. In another way, the Rebbe explains it in another way. So here the Rebbe is explaining, first you give the general concept, solid foundation that there's a concept of Geula, and then we go into the details, that's Parshas Bilam. That's the explanation in Chelik Yud Ches. In Tavshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe gave a second explanation. The Rebbe explains that in Geula, very interesting, there's two parts to the Geula. There is getting out of Golus, getting out of the negativity, and then there is focusing on the positivity. Geula, what is Geula? Is Geula just getting out of the Shmutz? Or Geula also is rising and reaching levels which are above? In everything, it's called Shlili and there's Chiyuvi. Shlili means you want to get out of negativity, and then Chiyuvi is you want to get into the positive. It's possible to get out of the Shmutz. Similar. In everything, it's this way.
You're over the Shmutz? Or the square?
No. In everything is you want to get out of negativity, and then there is you want to get into positivity. Sur Merav Aseh Tov. In everything, it's that way. It's like a goy. There's a goy, and then he wants to become a ger. So he wants to get out of being a goy, and then he wants to enter Klal Yisrael, becoming a full-fledged Yid. There's a musik where someone he's no longer a goy, but he didn't become yet a full fledged yid. Eved Kenani, the Gemara says, he had a certain part of geirus. He's ready, not a goy, but he didn't become yet a full fledged yid. There's a possibility of going out of one stage, but you didn't get fully into the next stage. So the Pashas, we look at the geula. Geula means we're going to be redeemed. We're going to get out of golus. We're not going to have the Shibud Malchis, the Shverikait, and the Tzaris, all the things that disturb us. And we'll be able to serve the Eibishter, the Shalva, the Menucha, peacefully. The truth is, even if there was never a Golos, Geula, we would still have to have the Geula. Because the Geula is bringing us to a higher stage, where Hashem is revealed higher. If, let's say, we left Mitzrayim. We just left Mitzrayim right now. We never went into Golos. We left Mitzrayim, we got out of Golos. Now, if we would go straight into the Geula, that would be already a higher level of Kedusha. It says, Kimei Tseischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arena Niflois. The Pashas, it means similar to us going out of Mitzrayim, Hashem will show us miracles in the Geula, in this coming Geula. Chassidus teaches, Kimei Tseischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arena Niflois, the Geula is going to be Niflois, wondrous, in comparison to Mitzias Mitzrayim. That even in comparison to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Geula is going to be way and beyond. What does that mean? If the Geula is just taking us out of Golos, it's the exact same thing as Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim took us out of Golos. This Geula is going to take us out of Golos. That means Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just taking us out of Golos, it was also revelations of Hashem. But the Geula Hasidah is going to be even much greater in the positive.
So even if we were never in Golus, we would still need the Geula, because the Geula is taking us to a higher level, and the higher level, and the higher level. Geula is not just getting out of the Shmuts, Geula is rising us to a higher level in Kedusha, and a higher level in Kedusha. To the extent that Alter Rebbe says that when in Yumei Samashiach, Alter Rebbe explains that now in Golus, the whole Avaida is to fix up the Ra, to separate the good from the bad. The Alter Rebbe explains in the Geras HaKadosh. The Alter Rebbe explains when the Geula will come, we'll still mitzvahs ein betelus. We're still going to do mitzvahs. So what's going to be the Avaida? The Avaida is to go higher in Kedusha and higher in Kedusha and higher. Everything's going to be in Kedusha itself. So Geula has two aspects. The first stage of Geula is to get us out of Golus. That's the first stage of Geula. But once we had that already, now Geula means to go higher in Geula, higher in Kedusha, higher in Kedusha, higher in Kedusha. And Geula has both. Geula has get out of the shlili, get out of the negativity. Like you said, sur meira. And now va'asei tev, focus on the positive, get more into it, more into it, more into it. And that's the difference between the first raya and the second raya. The first raya brings out, v'shov Hashem alikech ashvuscha. We are in captivity. Hashem says, I'm going to schlep you out from the captivity. If you're wherever you are, for Lord and Golos, the Eivish is going to show Hashem, the Eivish himself is going to come and schlep us out. That's all speaking about Golos. And it's a proof that Hashem is going to schlep us out of Golos. When we speak in Parshas Bilam, what Bilam speaks about is all positive revelations that are going to be when Mashiach comes. He doesn't mention anything of Golos. Dorach, that Mashiach is going to bring Kom Shevet Yisrael. Mashiach is going to, all the things that Mashiach is going to do, the Karka Kov and the Sheis, these are all revelations that Mashiach is going to reveal, the Giluyim, the revelations of Mashiach that are higher than Golos. Even if we were never in Golos, we would still get all these revelations. We would still need to come onto all these things. Even if we were never in Golos, we would still have to come onto all these things. So that's why the Rambam switches to say that this is a second explanation. Because the Rambam wants to bring out that Geula has in it both things. The first stage of Geula is we're getting out of the Shmutz. That, for that he brings a proof from Parshas Nitzavim, V'shav Hashem Alekecho Shvuscha, Hashem will take us out of the Shmutz. And then the Rambam wants to bring a second proof that the Geula is not just getting out of the Shmutz, but it's all the revelations of Bilam. And it's interesting because Bilam said several Nevuas. He first said three Nevuas. Every time Balak brought him to make a klal, he made a bracha. And in those times, he spoke about Yitzias Mitzrayim. After the third one, Balak told him, what do you do here? I brought you to curse them and you branched them. He said, you're right. But now I'm going to tell you what's going to be Ba'achris Hayom. Now I'm going to tell you what's going to be by the Geula. That means after speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, he already spoke about Kel Mitzioim and Mitzrayim Kaseya Feserim. In the third one, comes and now he says, now I'm going to tell you about the Geula. So the Betaish is, what does that mean? The Bilam is saying that even after Yitzias Mitzrayim, you never went to Golos. You're out of Golos. The Geula is already a stage above that. It's not just getting out of Golos. What Bilam is focusing on, his nevuas, is not just the Geula as taking us out of Golos, but he's focusing as Geula the revelations of the Geula. And that's why it's the second proof for the Rambam, because this is already the second stage of the Geula. So Geula is getting us out of the Shmutz, and Geula is bringing us to a much higher level.
Is it Shuman Abba say that the emissary from Geula is Geula Lukos? It's not but bad and good. The real meaning of Geula means the whole from Geula. Yeah. Geula Lukos is not bad or good. It's like the whole thing from Geula is Geula Lukos.
True.
So what's the two answers again?
So the first answer is Alpi Pshat. The Rama first wants to give you the general concept of Geula with its clear in Torah, and then he can give you the details, even though they're not as clear. So far, we're only speaking the first two proofs of the Ram. We didn't get yet into the last proof, the third proof of the Ram, which is from Ari Miklut. Second explanation is that the Ram wants to bring out that there's two aspects to the Geula. That there's a way of getting out of the Shmutz, that's the first thing of the Geula, schlep us out of a Yetzer Hara, schlep us out of the Narishkeit, and schlep us out of Tzoris. And then he's going to bring us to a much higher level in Kedusha itself. Even if we were never in Golos, we still need the second level of the Geula. And that's in Parshas Bilam. So even though one is in Parshas Bilam in Balak and one is Parshas Nitzavim, he switches the order because that is going to be the order. I mean, Akala Lakovet, first is we get out of the Shmutz and then we're going to go to a higher level.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just infer one more word. One more word.
I was wondering.
Okay. No problem, no problem. Now, I could finish here, but there's a merdik of word.
He could continue.
There's a merdik of word. When we're speaking about Parshas Bolok, so there's a sikh of the Rebbe in Parshas Bolok, it's in Chil Chofches, printed in the Hisophis of Chil Chofches. Over there, the Rebbe speaks about Bolok. It's a merdik of Zach, because in a mugadik of sikh, I'm not a boki. But the Rebbe says, it's a hero on the floor. There's a merdik of hero. For me, it was like the Rebbe should say there's a hero on the floor. Usually the Rebbe says there's a lesson. The Rebbe should say there's a meridika lesson in a mugadika sicha. For me, was a little bit of a chiddush, but I don't know. It's the mumchen should know about it. But in any case, the Rebbe feels that this is a meridika chiddush, a meridika hero. So it's a meridika hero. The Rebbe over there quotes a shalom. The shalom says, what happened over here that Bilam and Bolok started up with the Eden so strongly? We find similar to Korach, that Korach, he started up with Moshe. So it says, what a Korach was a smart man, what are you starting up with Moshe? So it says, Korach saw Shmuel's coming from him, he saw he has big future, he thought he had the guts. So the Shalom says, similar to this, and Pasha's Bolok, the Shalom says, Bolok knew, had even more Ruach HaKodesh, he had more Nevuah than even than Bilam. And Bolok saw who's coming from him. He saw Rus, Hamoyavio, is going to come from Bolok. She's going to be a Geiris, but she's going to come from him. From him is going to come David. From him is going to come Mashiach. He saw who's coming from him. He has big, big stuff. Gave him a lot of... But the problem was, he realized that all the good stuff that's coming from him is not staying with him. It's going to Kedusha. Rus, David, Mashiach, it's all going to Kedusha. So he was thinking, what could he do that this should stay by him, it should stay in Klippa and not go to Kedusha. So the Shalom explains, that's why he hires Bilam. He says, Bilam, what do we do? It wasn't just that he was scared right now, the Pashas he's wearing, he was scared of Yidin. The Shalom explains, that was the external, that was the lowest aspect. But really, he saw much, much further. He saw Mashiach coming. And he was saying, what could we do that this Neshama of Mashiach and David and Ruth, all these Neshama should stay by me? So Bilam said, we're going to curse the Yidin, Chas v'Shalom, we're going to find their Avedis, we're going to try to do certain things that the Yidin shouldn't be Zeiche, that these Neshomis should go over, and Mashiach Neshama should stay by you. That's what it says in the Shalom. So the Rebbe says that from this is a meiridika lesson, Hira Niflo. Why? The Rebbe says because a Yid, a lot of times, could start feeling by himself, Azad, in Yiddish it's called Bamacht. He starts saying, I did this Aveda, I'm a Yid, I'm not even acting the way I'm supposed to. And he starts feeling like his self-esteem, you could say, is going down. So the Rebbe says...
No, low self-esteem. Yeah.
Low self-esteem. So the Rebbe says, here, Bolok already saw the power of Yiddishkeit that he had in him. He saw Mashiach's coming from me. Like a recent mensch. We don't have to go to Korach that he saw Shmuel's coming from him. He already saw his potential, he saw his... Okay, he utilized it in the wrong way. But he saw his potential. Bolok. And where was the potential from? It wasn't even something that was his. It was something that was totally in Kedusha, that's going to be totally disconnected from him. But he saw that potential that he had. The Rebbe says, we are in that. We are in the Kedusha already. We are in the domain of Kedusha. Every Yid, it says, every Yid has a nitzis of Mashiach. It's a Darach Keichav Miyakev, goes on Mashiach. It says the Darach Keichav Miyakev goes in every Yid. Every Yid has a spark of Mashiach. Mashiach is found in every Yid. We don't have to go so far that there's going to be a Geirus, you know, that's going to have to become a new, whole new Metzias, and the Neshama is going to go to a whole different domain. We are in Kedusha, and we have part of the Neshama of Mashiach in us ourselves. So the Rebbe says, if Bolok could see his connection to Mashiach, which is not even connected to him, and it gave him the guts to go, the Starkeit, there says each of us should see that this nitzis of Mashiach and who we really are, and that should give us the Starkeit. That even when a Yitzhara comes and says, you did this Aveda, that Aveda, we said, what do you mean? We have a nitzis of Mashiach in me. Hey, Feifen. The Rebbe says, it's a Yiro Niflo, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says, not only for us, but it's a Yiro Niflo, how we look at every Yid. Because you come and approach a Fry Yid, and the guy tells you, oh, you think, oh, how's this guy going to put on film? What connection does he have to Yiddish guy? We say, what do you mean, what connection does he have to Yiddish guy? Bolok saw his connection to Mashiach and Gris and Mensch, Bolok. This Yid has a nitzis of Mashiach in him. Let me just, reveal it a little bit.
And that will give us the koyach to approach every yidel.
The Rionic Flood Erba says, when again, to how you view yourself and the get,
yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. And that will give us that shtarkeit. That
well, what did you just say?
That's
well,
how, well,
how you view yourself and how you view another yid.
And the Rebbe says, if Bolo could view himself, I'll answer, maybe the great God, you know, great advantage, because he has Mashiach coming from him.
Yeah.
He's ready to chas v'shalom, you know, take the whole Yiddish nation. He was taking on the whole Yiddish nation, fighting Hashem and the Yidden and everything. And we sit over there like this. We are that Yiddish nation. We are that Nishon of Mashiach. Chelo Chofes, I think it's 275 something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Can you such a
there is such a ironic flaw.
It is a ironic
flaw. There is a
if a goy Russia
could take pride because he has Mashiach, a connection to Mashiach. He has a connection to Mashiach that gives him pride. Why should
so
we not have that pride?
And
we shouldn't have that pride.
Yeah.
And the Rebbe finished. Once I'm here, already the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says in Chelek Yitzayin, Vayikra, Meir Dika Sikha ever has a chance, the first Sikha, Vayikra,
yeah.
The Rebbe says that every person is called Odom. Odom is a man. Why is every person called Odom? The Rebbe says it must be that Odom Rishon is found in every person. What's the mile of Odom Rishon over every person that ever existed? Was Odom Rishon existed before Chetei Tzadas? It means Odom Rishon had a time in his life where there was no Chet in him and in the world. No sin existed. By Adam Arishon, before Chetei Tzadas, we tell every person you are called Adam. That means we have to know that we have an neshama, and in essence, there's a level in us that's higher than any aveira. So when the Yitzhara comes to us and says, suddenly you're going to come and now you want to go and turn over the world and bring Mashiach. Who are you?" So we tell the neshama, "What do you mean? I'm Adam. In me, the Torah calls me Adam. I'm higher than every aveira. That aveira has nothing to do with me." I'm Adam Arishon from Chetei Tzadas.
Adam ki Yaakov Mekem.
Yeah, every Yid is called Adam to tell us that every Yid is really on the level of Adam.
I does. The
Kof, whatever. Yeah, Neshama was always Ba'om Neitiz. Baruch Neshama never had a connection to the Avir.
Yeah,
I'm really Adam Arishon. This is the Rebbe says. This is the Hira that we're supposed to take from Adam Rishon. It says Adam Rishon knew Maila Satsme. The Rebbe says that's the Maila that we're supposed to know the Maila Satsme, which is the scene of Adam Rishon.
It says also in Tanya, Perikit Zayin, it says everyone has Kikor Velecha Dovim Ma'oid Befichol Bevo. It's very easy. So it hasn't been it so easy to have Avos Hashem and Yis Hashem. They say, yeah, but we got to be Moshe to the. This is Moshe. I'm not Moshe. What are you comparing me to Moshe? He says, no, there's a nitzus Moshe in every year, so therefore, just like you see,
very good, very good.
For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy for us, because we have in ourselves.
So the Rebbe explains, it's not just a word, in Tanya, the Rebbe explains it's a word that we all have to live with.
Right. Right. Same
word. Same word.
So yeah.
How can I help you?